Hello, everyone. Here I am. I'm wearing the same clothes I had on last night. And that's disgusting, but that's just how I fell asleep. And, I know that's a problem in the white community, as identified by the black community, but I will continue to work on myself. Good morning. Or good afternoon, wherever you may be, Asia, Europe, the United States of America, or any other part of North America or South America, Australia. Welcome. Welcome to another episode of It's Always Up. It's been a minute. Again, been a little bit more than a month. It's been a little hectic. Around, just like my living situation. I had a roommate move out and had to look for a new person. And now I have to lock my door in my room so I can record podcasts without anybody asking me any questions. But with that out of the way, I think I'm still cool with the roommate that moved out. We don't have to talk about that shit. Let's talk about some fun shit. How about that? How about some fun stuff, dude? I left my college degrees. Man, dude. So now I lost all my credibility right now, but they're at my parents' house. My degrees are at my parents' house, but dude, I'm so stupid sometimes that they might as well just be gone. Somebody or like a cop or someone could come take my master's degree and my bachelor's degree, and I'd be okay with it for real. And cops can take anything they want, dude. Anything, dude. Cop took my virginity. Her name was Bertha. Hefty lady. I've been calling people wiener heads lately. Just like when I find myself like wanting to get upset at men or women when I feel some rage coming on. I just say, hey, dude, you're being a wiener head, or you're a wiener head, because that's funny. That's funny, and it's lighthearted, and if someone takes it the wrong way, they're a wiener head. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all wiener heads. Whatever, dude. It's been a fun last couple weeks. As I mentioned, I wore this outfit last night to the Cool Man show. Cool show, man. That's what it's called. I'm sorry, Giles. It's a cool show, man. Let me just check all of the details of that function. Because it was really cool. I hope you do it again, either at Commonwealth or another local club like Go Bananas. Maybe the Funny Bone wants to do Cool Show, Man, Giles. But what this is, guys, is it's basically a talk show hosted by my buddy Giles Chickering. He's a very funny stand-up comedian, and his show is just wild. And you can look him up on YouTube and Spotify. It's Cool Show, comma, Man. And I went to that at 9:30 last night. Woo wee, what a late fun night at Commonwealth Sanctuary. He had Blake Hammond on the show. He had Osha Dwyer as well, and the co-host of her podcast, Connor Tweel. They have the show Eventually together. That's some good stuff. So there was like a little bit of like podcast within podcast going on. And Giles, if you want to think about it this way, I don't know if you watched this at all or not, probably not, but it was kind of like a podcast inside of a podcast inside of a podcast, because Blake was there and he has ran so far with Blake, which was started by Rand Barnicle, who is another person that is also very funny. But you know, it was just cool. There was a lot of there were a lot of layers to that, to the evening, and it was a good time. And Andrew Pinnell made a guest appearance as the human standipede, the human centipede doing stand-up comedy. So that was a unique aspect to the show. Yeah, so looking forward to whatever wacky stuff Giles has coming our way production-wise. That'll be fun. But in general, it's been a really cool time for comedy around the Cincinnati area and in Indiana. I'm trying to start some shows or open mics or something in Indiana. I've gone to some bars in Lafayette, and I don't think a lot of people really know what stand-up comedy is. It's pretty sick in person. I know you guys obviously see it on like Netflix and YouTube, and you sit back in your comfy chairs and you say ha 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 ha, but a live experience where the comedians who like people like Dan Soder came to Go Bananas last weekend, and he is so good at comedy. He's like so at the top of his game that he can just like riff on anything. There was one moment when a stink bug like came up on the stage and was sitting on the stool, and he was just making jokes about it and with it for like 3 to 5 minutes, and it was awesome. Everybody was into it. So yeah, if you come to a live comedy show, you see stuff like that from real ass comedians that have been in the game for a while, been headlining, people like Blake, people like Ran and Osha. Now Osha is so funny. Yeah, come to stuff in Cincy. Come to things that are coming up, whatever you want to, whatever floats your boat, dude. A lot of shit floats my boat, like root beer. I love that was stupid. That was really bad, Sam. Come on. But yeah, shit's been cool. Being the door guy is hard sometimes at Go Bananas, you know, with people chit-chatting. But that happens when the drinks are flowing. That happens when people are having a good time on Friday night, on Saturday night. They get away from the kids for a little bit. They want to have fun. But yeah, just sometimes... My buddy Ran riffed about this on stage on Sunday night. So during the Dan Soder weekend, I think it was the late show on Saturday night, I was just like very exhausted, and I walked over to a lady and a man that were talking, and I just went like this, and because I didn't want to have like the conversation with them, but a bunch of comedians saw me do that. So now I made myself look silly in that moment. That was fun, but that's something I also realized that I need to work on, like in social situations, just like keeping my cool, especially like in environments where I'm talking to a lot of different people, like at work. And I just have to be hospitable. That's a word, right? Hospitable. I gotta check, dude. I wonder if people outside can hear me. I don't have my windows up or anything, but they're thin window. This house sucks, dude. Got some thin walls, thin windows. Got a thin dick. That was inappropriate. Don't listen to me. Yeah, hospitable's a word, dude. Sorry, I got sidetracked, guys. It's been, dude. It's hard, you know, when you're just going with the flow to get caught up. I sound like Stephen Bear now. Stephen, do you watch this? I wonder how many people get 10 minutes in, more than 10 minutes in. I don't think I would. I don't even I you know what? What makes me keep doing the podcast is people coming up to me, whether it's like a comic or a family member, say like, "Hey, I saw one of your episodes from either on like Spotify or YouTube, and I don't know, they like it. They like it more than I do. They like listening to me more than I like listening to my voice. So whatever, I'll just keep doing it. Whatever, dude. It's fun. But I also just like I'm trying to like focus on stand up more in my writing style and being able to like break up jokes and developing like the ability to like riff on the spot, and that just like comes with time and being on stage. But yeah, that being said, I'm going out damn near like I'm watching stand up or doing stand up every night, so it's hard to do that and you know get booked on like one or two shows a month and do a podcast. I'm not saying that getting booked or on one or two shows is a hard thing to do, but it's an emotionally hard thing to take in sometimes when you've been grinding. But dude, it's whatever. I suck at stand up. After watching people like Dan Soder, Tony Woods, Mary Mack, I thought Mary Mack was so funny. She was on a show called Solar Opposites. If you haven't watched that, check it out. But yeah, dude, this is like if you like want to do any kind of art, whether it be like painting, oil, canvas, whatever type shit, or stand up, or how many art forms are there, or music. You have to put all of your energy into that thing. So, like people that you guys see have like really big podcasts or like or really well-produced podcasts are, I mean, I have like a fucking milk bottle holding my phone up right now, but you know, yeah, it's like that, like that's an expectation for those guys because they have like shows to promote. I don't know why. Am I Hitler? Dude, this seems like Third Reichish. You know what I'm saying? It's like Hitlerish. I'm sorry. I need to stop doing that. But yeah, dude, like I'm just like trying to like folk, like this is like a passion project for me, like starting this podcast. And I realize, and like people that are like trying to like make their shit blow up, like I get it, like you want to have it like on a periodic basis, but like, dude, if I'm only on like one or two stand-up shows a month, what's the point of me putting out content like every week? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. So I in my mind, I think I'm going at a good pace, but it's whatever. It's whatever. I need to chill out. I need to chill out. You know, I think this is the 39th episode, so that's cool. That's cool. So close to 40. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Just talking about stuff that you guys want to hear about and laugh at and smile when you listen to it. That's what I'm trying to produce here with this Heyday microphone. Ow. It's bad to sit like that. Did you guys know that? It's so comfortable to like sit with your legs crossed, but it's bad for your spine and your hips. So be careful. I was going to release an episode last week with my friend Cody Walker. Cody Walker is a very funny young stand-up comedian. I mean, he's older than me. He's like 5 years older than me, but I think he's about a year or two into stand up right now. And yeah, he's really goofy. He reminds me of like a character on the Fairly Odd Parents or some kind of like Nickelodeon show like that. He's just got like a booming, charismatic and happy voice, and it's cool to listen to him talk. So I had him on and it was a pretty good time, but there were some other comics here and they were just like, you know, in the background, and I get it. But yeah, we didn't have enough time to talk about, I felt like I wasn't being sincere enough, only recording like 20 minutes or a little bit less than that with him. Cause Cody, is a really cool person. Like he's a cool bro, and he's got a lot to share. And I think you guys would want to hear about it. So I'm going to have him on again for the 40th episode.
What?
Okay. So that's what is going to happen. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks again, guys, for watching this. If you want to come see me do stand up, I would really appreciate it. The shows are going to be a fun time. One of them is in Indianapolis. It is at Fountain Square Brewing Company, and it is called Midwest March Madness. Shout out to Zach Hunt, who is hosting that. He asked me a few weeks ago to be on that. So is that Sunday? It's tomorrow, dude. I better put this out this afternoon. But if you watch this, if you're not in Indiana, if you're not in Indianapolis, I'm going to be doing a little roast battle against Greg Olson at the end of the Hilltop Open Mic, hosted by Jonathan Hamill. What a guy. What a creature. What a guy. For having me on. Thank you. Thank you, Jonathan Hamill. You are the man. And Greg, I'm bringing the heat, dude, so you better fucking watch out. What time is that? That's at 7 p.m. on March 23rd, roasting Greg Olson at the end of the Hilltop Open Mic. So the mic will start about 7 p.m. We'll probably start roasting each other about 9 or 10 p.m. So we'll see that. But it's so funny, like, starting out in stand-up, because you get to show, you get booked on some things, like a couple things, like each month, like one to two or three things, and you go to the thing or things, and you're like, oh, we'll see what it's gonna be like. But I've noticed that as long as like I'm thinking about my set, my jokes, I mean, and having a fun time and being a fun guy that people want to be around, then that's when I'm best at stand-up comedy. So, and it doesn't really matter what kind of situation I'm in, what kind of crowd or demographic of people that I'm performing in front of. Yeah, I just love doing stand-up for anybody. And yeah, I'm going to keep doing it. That's what's going to happen. And yeah, catch me at the door at Go Bananas. Please don't talk during the show. I will say something to you, or I will make one of those faces at you. So, yeah, I think this was a good comeback speech. So I feel like that's what I'm doing sometimes now, just like making speeches, not being like, I don't know, I just feel like robotic sometimes behind a microphone, and I want to be as relatable and as conversational as possible. So yeah, if you guys want to listen to me talk about anything, whether it be like animals or world events or something. I don't know. Let me know. Yes, thank you. I love you for listening or watching this. It's always up, guys. Bye.